Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Woo! Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And I feel like we made it. It's just 2 hours of show to go, but I do feel like we made it to Friday. Steve Rummage in the building, Jack Grossman in the booth.
We made it through the bye week. We made it all the way to Friday to game day. I have my large iced caramel cloud macchiato. It's that season.
No pumpkin spices?
Nope, not today. I went full espresso, and I'm ready to go, man. I'm ready to get it going. We got 2 hours here. This is essentially our pregame show.
Indeed.
So this is, I'm ready to get it going, man.
Although, I'm thinking about just doing an afternoon pregame show. Just setting something up. Just doing something to, you know, just throw out to the YouTubers and have a little extra fun outside of the show. Jack Grossman, what's going on, my man?
I am here. I'm happy. I'm excited that there's a game tonight. Gonna be a fun one.
Yeah. That was good. Way to go, Jack.
Yeah. Didn't really add much there, did I?
Was that injected enthusiasm?
Do you drink coffee?
No, I do not.
You should start.
Today would have been a good day because I'm tired from, you know, I've been working the show. I was working the pizza bowl last night for the Louisville baseball side. It was a long day. Yes, I recorded a podcast.
It was a long day.
Yeah. So it was a fun day, though.
You want to know
and how. It's going to be another fun day today.
Thanks.
You want to know how Jack responded to me when I said, is it a coffee date? Like, we're going to have to learn all these little idiosyncrasies about one another. I said, Jack, is it a coffee day today? He said, I don't know, Marcus. You want some coffee today?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, that's what it comes down to. Do you want the coffee or not? At the end of the day, my opinion doesn't really matter in that.
No, what I was telling you is I'm right on the fence, Jack, and I'm leaving it up to you to give me a nudge one way or the other. Like, you can give me a, how many times have you had coffee this week? And I'll say, oh, you know, three. You know what?
Yeah.
You're right. I don't need any more coffee. Or you can say, it is Friday, man.
Yeah.
See, my first thought was, you on Wednesday yelling about your coffee. So I was initially going to say yes.
So why did you say that? That's exactly what I needed. A reminder of Wednesday.
Instead, Jack went with, well, heavens, Marcus, do you want a coffee or not? I don't know. Texter said I shouldn't know the full name. I will say I don't mind knowing the names, but I don't know why. Maybe it's just a weird man thing in me. Mm-hmm. I call them larges, though. Like, I can't do the venti. In the grande. I'm like, give me, and listen.
Is that toxic masculinity?
Yeah, I'm like, give me a large iced caramel cloud macchiato. just sounds so much better than.
So you purposely go into deep alpha voice.
Yeah. Hey, and then I was like, and a cream cheese pumpkin muffin. I just can't do the venti. Because see, it just can I have a venti? You know, a venti, ice caramel cloud macchiato.
Well, why can't you just say, yeah, venti, please?
I don't know. Just something about it. I'm like, nah, give me a large.
Texas said, at least get some good coffee.
Yeah, get some good coffee, man. Treat yourself.
No, I mean,
I offered to buy him Starbucks. Or, well, coffee place, wherever you go. Wherever you get your coffee at.
Open for
our guy Nathan Huber brought the donuts in, so I was just satisfied with the donuts.
So you were okay with donuts.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I would have ate maybe a donut today because Friday I eat a little, especially game day. I indulge a little bit, but I did the pumpkin muffin. So
does it feel like game day to you?
It's funny you say that. It's kind of odd.
It's odd.
Yeah, it does. It's the first game that hasn't been Saturday, so I'm kind of, you know, it's like.
Yes, it does for me. I love when Louisville plays weeknight games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of Louisville's biggest and best games were weeknight games.
No, Thursday nights, changed the game.
Yeah, and Louisville made itself as a brand, as Mark just said, by playing weeknight games. That was the brand for Louisville football for a very long time. And for me, it does a couple things. One, it puts you in the national spotlight. And two, it lets you watch all the other games on Saturday.
It's funny you say that because quietly off the air, I told Marcus last week, we were talking, and I'm like, dude, next Saturday slate is really good. You got Tennessee, Georgia, Auburn, Clemson. Miami, Clemson.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Mississippi State, Kentucky. The list, goes on. You're like, dude, there's some good games to watch. I was like, man, I'm kind of glad we play Friday. You want to win, so then you can kick back and just go, hey, football all day Saturday.
Coffee suggestions. Get some Black Rifle coffee.
Rifle Coffee Company products. Best coffee out there. Okay.
I don't know about Black Rifle.
Really?
Just.
Well, that sounds like something I'd love in the county. Give me some of that Black Rifle coffee.
Coffee or dip? Yeah.
No, I said just the county. I didn't say Kentucky, fan.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to listen for a while. Well, that's a disappointing way to start off the text line.
You're about to beat that. You know what?
Okay. I do feel the energy, though. Like, the text is giving us real good energy. Haven't been able to listen in a while.
Jack?
Shots fired.
No, I mean, I don't think that's shots fired. I think that's somebody going, are we having some kind of producer competition here or what?
You are the weakest link.
Oh,
that would be the best game show possible.
Mm-hmm.
If we had producer after producer.
Producer Olympics.
And then we sit there and graded them and got fan grades after. That would be.
As the guy that does not have the permanent producing job right now, I could say I have absolutely nothing to lose by this, and I am all in for doing that.
Fair enough. Jack, you have done very well this week. I know a lot of people have wrote me and have really enjoyed you being on here.
Veteran-owned company.
Okay. Yeah. The Black Rifle. Yeah, no, I knew what it was. Yeah, no, it is. My dad actually drinks it.
Okay, see, I did not know that.
My dad.
He swears by it, I bet.
Yeah, he just... Whatever.
So why'd you do that voice?
Dad's at the age where he wakes up, he drinks his coffee, and then you see him hastily walking. You know he's headed to the bathroom. It's like, all right, Dad.
Cameron's Ugandan blend coffee.
Oh, somebody said Jack.
Shots fired.
Somebody giving Jack props. Watch it now. Nick would oversleep and miss the producer Olympics.
Where are these shots coming from?
Man, dude, the text line is lighting up the producers. Why don't y'all light up Mitch? He's probably the easiest to make fun of.
Cameron's
a redheaded kid from Murray, Kentucky?
No. Or is he protected on high by the Prince of Darkness?
He ain't on this show.
Do they call Mitch, brown noser or something?
what do the producers say about Mitch behind the scenes? Do y'all call him a suck up?
Not really a suck up. He's just kind of a mini Andy in a lot of ways. Sometimes.
Who's the biggest producer suck up?
And not counting yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I'd honestly probably go me.
Everybody in the office would go you.
Yes. Not suck up as in sucking up to people, but in terms of being the hardest working, probably Pat.
Pat don't count.
Georgia,
do you know how mad Pat's gonna be?
It's
that you brought Pat down to y'all's.
It's Kansas City, Pat, Drew Deere, Andy. What do you got? Like,
y'all,
are you crazy?
We're not really a big suck up bunch.
Pat above Nate Huber.
Yes, my God. Nate's back there. Nate's back there running sales through Pat to see if we can run them. Are you kidding me? My God, man.
Yes. Yeah, Texas, I do agree. I love free work. Free coffee.
That's funny. Hey, listen, Tyler, all jokes aside, Tyler Mountwater, man. They deliver the coffees. I'm not even a coffee guy, or I wasn't, as I drink large coffees. But Tyler Mountwater is actually what got me drinking them, man.
And let me do this in a honest moment. Yes, people, if your business is if coffee's a thing at your business, coffee, hot chocolate, tea, they have the water filters. The water's ice cold. The hot water, you know, however you want it. If you have your certain teas. Listen, they have a little section in our office, and it is a 100% morale builder in this place. It keeps everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it keeps everybody exactly where they need to be. Okay, so Steve, does it feel like a game day to the people? 81-50, 93-9, 38-31, 93-9. Is there an eeriness? Is there still the, and I mean this in a positive way, is there still some...
Sorry.
Yeah, I saw that.
Highlights, and I was like, dude, you were beefed up. And I was like, that's Sims.
That's out.
Yeah, I was like, never mind.
No, listen, there's... what I want, okay. What I'm asking you is there still a Louisville, and I mean this in a good way.
Yeah.
Is there still a Louisville football team arrogance? We stumbled out the gate a little bit, but we're still good. Or is it more of...
That's a good question.
Are we in trouble? Like, is our season in trouble? Because I know it being in trouble or being in that... Existing in that world is good for sports radio and sports conversation. That's why we can get away with so many problems and trying to find solutions. But being in a stumbling out the starting gate world is not... But both cases can be, you know,
sure.
the possible. The fan base it can be how we are. And, 38-31-99. Yeah. The YouTube channel is up and running. So
I have an answer to that for sure. Real quick on the text line, I think this person's texting before, the Dodgers fan, Will Smith did well last night. Mm. So, well, we ain't the Dodgers. Shout out to them.
Set a postseason record with five hits.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, no.
He was so good.
Maybe I'll root for the Dodgers.
He was good.
Are we just gonna go for the Dodgers?
Just bandwagon it.
LA, let's Dodgers. All right, that's who we're rooting for. Here's the thing, and Jack, you can get in on this too. But
Texas says it depends on how much we win by.
Yeah. See, I think that's the question there. Okay, we can compare it. It's easy to compare to Kentucky's fan base and Louisville's fan base right now. Kentucky's 0-2. Their fan base, for the most part, I think you listen to them and they're like, Jesus, we lose. Now, I know schedules are different and stuff, so I'm not comparing any of that right now. I'm just saying, in general, the feeling of the what you called, quote-unquote, Louisville football arrogance.
Yep.
I think the feeling is, you talk to a lot of them, and they're in a quiet room. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, we don't beat Mississippi State. We're 0-5. We're going to, you know. I think Louisville fans, for the most part, and maybe it is football arrogance to an extent, that's maybe it's not warranted, maybe it is. I think a lot of Louisville fans right now are like, oh, yeah. I bet if you polled 50 Louisville fans, 47 right now are like, oh, yeah, we're going to give Notre Dame everything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
before Georgia Tech.
Before, right now, today, you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, yeah, we're going to give Notre Dame a heck of a game. What would warrant you to say that right now? You know what I'm saying? But it's that football
arrogance.
That it's like, no, we're fine. We're fine.
No, because
I mean, we're 1-2.
And to the point that I'm kind of making, is, you know, we've been talking about this quarterback play, and you and I were very, very, we were very intentional with our saying, no, we're not rooting for a change. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're kind of more saying there are some good options on that sideline if you have to make a change. And if you get to the place where you have to make a change, it's like, just because we're talking about it doesn't mean the change is imminent or you're rooting for the change. But I'm just saying, if you need to make a change, a change is there to be, you know, to be had.
Sure.
Where I wouldn't feel like my season would necessarily go downhill. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So when I say the Louisville arrogance is because if you go down there and run them, right? If you go
Georgia
down there,
Tech.
Yeah, if you go down there and run Georgia Tech, right? Of course, naysayers are going to talk about how bad Georgia Tech sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this fan base would talk about how bad Georgia Tech sucks.
Sure.
I think the fan base would say, oh, we just stumbled out the block and we tightened it up.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's not me saying fan. I'm saying I watched Louisville. You know what I'm saying?
Andy's had, and I've listened, and he's had a few, and I know Ennis has had some guys on too in the 3 to 6 hour. You know, the Pat Fortes, the who was the guy?
Don't ask.
Last week you called me, interview Andy had. It was good, but they've had a few college football guys on, and you listen to them talk, and what you're saying isn't just Louisville fan-centric. Mm-hmm. It's very much the vibe with most of them. 40 may be a little different, but I think he hates everybody.
Right.
But the vibe is very much, I wish I could remember the interview last week. Strebel got upset about it and stuff because the guy was basically like, yeah, Kentucky's in trouble. And then they ask about Louisville, and he's like, well, I mean, you know, like, buzzsawed by Miami, and you know, Pitt's got a great defensive line. So, nah, Louisville will be fine. It was like, even I was kind of like,
that's awesome.
Okay. I'll take it.
Again, how many times a year do we have to hear something from the outside?
Yeah.
And like I said, a real, I don't care, not a personality outside, an analyst outside.
Is it coach?
Say that again.
Is it coach? Now, I'm saying from the outside, too, because I think Louisville fan, I mean, I don't know. I think you're hard. I haven't saw Louisville fans give up on a coach. I mean, you know, that Bobby Petrino year, about after that Florida State game, I think they were like, okay, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
But even that Florida State game, and you're lying if you say, not everybody, but for the most part, people were like, okay, we can beat Florida State.
Right back to Florida.
We can kind of get it back rolling and finish the season strong. Yeah, we should have.
That was the only game I lost money on Louisville all year.
No, that's, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet for them, right?
I was ahead of the curve on it. Like, the first game, it was Alabama, so I was like, of course, I'm going to bet Alabama. Well,
yeah.
And then I was kind of ahead of the curve of thinking Louisville wasn't good, and then it just kept confirming it, so kept betting against Louisville.
Well, that was terrible.
Yeah, no. It was.
And Jack's wearing a Louisville hoodie right now, too, which is just.
Yeah, well, I mean, terrible. I take my gambling and my fandom separately.
Okay, but would you agree, though, that, like, you would agree with me? Because I do think.
I didn't think they would be 2-10 before Florida State, but I didn't think they were good.
No, but even Florida State, though, I think there was a little bit of a feeling in the fan base. I'm not saying you felt that way.
That you could get that. You go get this game, you're back.
But I think people going into that, Aiden Agahan was on campus. It was Louisville Live. You know what I'm saying? People were like, we win this Florida State game.
Yeah,
we can get this thing rolling. And then when you lost that, I think people were like, okay, we're out. It's over. Yeah. Like, it's
did,
over.
Did,
yeah,
Kentucky fan, it's on the basketball
season. Yeah, yeah, no, we were. Even I was.
I wasn't, of course.
That pass happened, that interception happened.
That Puma pass.
Dude, listen, happened right in front of my face. I mean, I was probably 10 feet away from it with Mark Blankenbaker. And when they went down and scored, I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Were you yelling at Puma or the coach on that one? Or you start yelling at Puma after you saw the way the coach yelled at Puma.
No, I was kind of like, why didn't you run the football? I'm like, first down, game's over.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but of course, you'd have probably ran.
And you remember when you go back.
Jimmy Smith's boy. And I had,
when you go back, there was about 5 plays where they ran out of bounds. And it's like, I can't believe my team is running to the
sideline. Yeah, like, why was y'all even in that position?
Why are you running to the sideline and running out of bounds? Get down.
Yeah.
Like, we wasted, like, 4 minutes of
chess. But now let me take you back even further, Marcus. Steve Kragthorpe comes in. Steve Kragthorpe takes over that team that people were literally picking to go to the national championship. Mario Urrutia was in here, which we got to get him. That's your guy. So you need to get him back in here, too. Perrin brought him in. You need to get him back in here with us because I'd like to talk to him some more. But they had the season. They go 6-6. We're like, well, okay. But because Texter says Steve Kragthorpe. I was sitting in the stands. Jack, I don't even know if you remember this game or not. I'm sitting in the stands when Scott Long catches two fly patterns to beat a ranked South Florida to bring us back to 500, his second year. We were leaving that stadium going, maybe he's all right. Like, you know, you were kind of like, maybe he's going to get this rolling a little bit. Like, you know.
I do not ever remember thinking that. Of course, I also don't.
Sure.
I remember them going 6-6 and being uberly crushed, but I don't ever remember there being a bright spot.
But see, I know, but I'm telling you, that game, and I think a lot of people would remember, when you beat South Florida at home that year, who was ranked, and Scott Long, you had the two big long catches. It was no pun intended, but I mean, it was a game where you left, and you're like, I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be pretty good. It may have been a winning record. I don't know. Somebody could help me out with that. So to your point, it wasn't until the third year where we were like, okay, I was literally watching Syracuse drive, rooting for Syracuse. Because it was like 9-3, and I was like, don't beat Syracuse.
Of all the games,
yeah,
is that the biggest time you were rooting against Louisville?
Yeah, yes. The Steve Kragthorpe thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Syracuse game, I legitimately, and I'm ashamed to say this on the air, I legitimately was like, don't come back and beat them. Because I was like, man, God, you beat them. That's going to give you an extra win at the end of the year. And then we're like, well, I don't know. You know, it was like, no. I was like, do not. And I think we ended up losing 10-9. Greg Paulus. They scored.
Okay.
They scored. And I was like, okay, good. You know, you lost the game. So, I mean, I was literally hoping Louisville lost games because it was like, this got to go.
So it was multiple games?
Yeah, down the stretch of that season. Yeah, but that was the one where I remembered for the first time. I was like, okay, all right, I don't want them to win.
So that win over South Florida got Louisville to 5-2.
So they were 5-2.
And then they finished the season 5-2.
And then they lost the rest of the game. Yeah, right. Okay. So, see, I was thinking, I mean, you beat South Florida. You're 5-2. And we were like leaving the stadium. I remember Charity's Uncle Joe, man. I was with him, and we were my wife's uncle. And we're walking, and I was like, we might be all right. Everybody was like, dude, we might be all right, man, because that South Florida team was ranked, right, Jack?
Ranked 14th.
14th, yeah. So top 15 team. You beat it home. But, yeah, we're doing all this history lesson to kind of bring back.
Literally all I remember from that season was losing to Kentucky 27-2.
I know.
And how
Jack, bad listen, game was. Jack, that's about one too many wet blankets from you.
Sorry.
You are being extremely negative today.
Sorry.
Hey, Alabama, yes, I knew the bet against them. Hey, Florida State, I won all my money that year on betting against Louisville. Like, come on, Jack.
Yeah. Something positive,
so
Jack.
I had a friend. This is me. You guys like this because I was pro Louisville in this case. Kragthorpe's third year. I had a friend that did what Steve did. He rooted against Louisville every game, but he did it in the Kentucky game too. And I don't care how bad you think the coach is. You cannot root against Louisville in the Louisville Kentucky game.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I never did that. I was like, come on. Real fans know we need to get bigger, get more talent to make the next step.
Bigger butts.
Yeah. Let's see. It was Kragthorpe, Purdue, UConn game. It says, remember the Arkansas State game? We had like 22,000. All right. Some of these we got. Oh, man, geez.
people love talking backbreaking
games. I know. Jeez. Goodness, man. I don't know, man. Maybe the text line's worse than you, Jack. Maybe exactly what we need right now.
To be fair, I bet on Louisville tonight to cover the spread.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Well, appreciate it.
I'm sure that means absolutely nothing to anyone. But
no, yeah. Well, but to the entire point of this, yeah, no, I think today is a day, and I think that's why you want this win so badly is because tonight would be one of those losses. Drew Diener said something this morning, and usually I get aggravated at this when somebody says this, because, you know, it's the type of stuff like Andy would say or something. And I'm like, God, you don't give – I mean, it's like Louisville can't do anything right. You back them into a corner, and it's like, you know, they're danged if they do, danged if they don't. Like, either way it goes, you know, it sucks. So, but what Drew said today, I actually do agree with 100%. He said – how did he say it? He said it would be a big – it's like a forgettable win, but a big loss. And I tend to agree with him. And I don't like those games. And I don't totally agree with that because I do think there's a lot on the field that can – I think it's a big deal if you can get some things right tonight going into Notre Dame. But fan-wise, I do get what he says. This is kind of just a catapult into the next – because your biggest three-game stretch is coming up.
It's like playing DePaul in basketball. Before it's Ooh. Like if it's like Marcus, the old Big East days, you okay. played DePaul.
You got because you got to understand who you're talking to, because
that was back when DePaul was good.
I was gonna say,
during most of my life, DePaul has not
okay.
been good.
I was gonna say because the guy sitting across from me plays some pretty dang talented DePaul yeah. teams.
I'm talking about like old Big East. Peak Big East.
They got rough.
Yes.
Yeah, they got
you're
rough.
You're playing DePaul the week before. You're playing
DePaul,
Kemba Walker and yep. Connecticut, and sure. you're playing Jamie Dixon's Pittsburgh team.
Sure, sure.
Like, DePaul is the get right.
But see, the reason I agree with you so much on that is because DePaul always had a few athletes, though. You sleepwalk in there and just, they hit a few threes and, you know, or have a few athletes. Next thing you know, you're in a close game.
Go you might. Shane! We need you.
Yeah, Shane. Yeah, God, that was brutal. But they had a guy, I'm trying to think off my head, but they had a guy here recently towards the end of the Big East, and it's like, dude, he hit everything he shot. So it's like when you go down to Georgia Tech, Atlanta, they got some dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You should win. I mean, I'm not yep. saying like dudes like that, but I'm like, if you walk down there with your head up your rear end, yeah, just kick it off to Gibson. And
they're going to compete.
Yeah,
they are going to compete. They are this Atlanta team. They
oh yeah.
Put it this way, it's one of those teams that it's the basketball version of you're going to see some crossovers, you're going to see some floaters, you're going to see some dunks, like you're going to see some
sure
some panache, some
and you can win those games really big.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but it's like
and it can still be really entertaining where you think. It looks more impressive than you thought.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they run back an opening kick, and a guy just hits you with a bunch of moves. You're like,
yeah.
Okay, let's play.
Yeah.
I think you'll be impressed with some of their playmakers so much so that while I do understand what you're saying with the Drew point, right?
Yeah.
They can look good, too. It's the guard that comes into Louisville in basketball and puts up the 40, and you're like, Jesus.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, we won big, but that.
I mean, they could lose, and Gibson could put himself on the national radar for, you know, I mean, he's already done it a little bit. I mean, you imagine, what if we win by three touchdowns and Gibson goes for 180? You're like, man, he's a five-star running back. I mean, he's literally a five-star running back, you know, in Georgia Tech. It's like, I mean, this kid could be playing anywhere right now. You know, now you're going, man, so now, I mean, they're building for later, too, you know. So, and they do have a Florida State win, you know. So, for them, not that Florida State's great, but for them, that's a nice trophy, you know, to bring home.
No, just like we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, our worst years, like Florida State is – they matter. They matter yeah. every year. Like, you never take a Florida State game for granted. So, yeah, that I do agree with that. I tell you what, we'll take our first commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Middays with Marcus Maben, broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, if we're still speaking on big picture, game day,
yeah.
Fan perspective on this one.
Okay.
Are you expecting to win this game because of what you've heard about Georgia Tech, what you've seen Georgia Tech's record? I'm asking you the question, either Steve or fan base. I heard Georgia Tech sucks, because let's be honest, not a lot of people have been doing detailed Georgia Tech scouting. They just heard, you know, they were 1-3.
Yeah.
You know, we should beat them. Mm-hmm. Or is it we should beat them because they're bad, or we should beat them because we should have it together after a Coach Satterfield bye week?
Well, you'll know. By the way, Texter, that Seton Hall guard was Hazel. I can't remember his first name, but my gosh,
they had two guys.
He hit everything.
They had two guys that got
yeah,
in
they
trouble.
Did. Yep. They did. But
is
I mean,
that the first game you and I set?
Well, Hazel was a little before that.
Okay, yeah.
But, yeah, that probably was one of the first games that we...
Texas, yes, we should win.
Well,
why?
Well, here's the thing. We'll know tonight, because if we win just because they're not a good team, the score will reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. The game will reflect
that. Yeah, I was going to say the score or the play.
Yeah, maybe I should say the play. But the play will reflect that you're like, they just can't beat us. Like, they're just they're just not a good team. If we win because we're a good team and we fix some things over the bye week and we look sharper, then maybe that would be the way for me to say the score will probably reflect that. Because I think that if we have fixed some things, they've gave up 86 points in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't played Alabama and LSU. And they've played Syracuse and UCF. Now, UCF, UCF's a pretty good team. But still, I mean, Syracuse put up quite a few points on them as well.
2017 national champs!
What an idiot.
Or whatever year it was.
UCF. Yeah, mm-hmm. Perfect.
They beat Auburn!
He's the worst.
Undefeated! Never lost!
It's like you like him, but you don't. Sorry, just ignore us, Jack. It's like he's one of those dudes that
what do you think about Jack?
You like him, but you don't like him. But you like him. I can't explain it.
But you're worried he's going to become unlikable.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like I've got a horse that is fighting me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
but I can't take you to the Derby if you're going to scare
but
me.
But I
want
to
like
go to the Derby.
But he wants to go to the Derby. So I think he's willing to.
He runs like he wants to go to the Derby.
I can break him. But if
I can't get him in the gate, like, you could be the best horse in the world.
Yeah.
But if you can't calm down in the gate.
No, it's like I'm going to have to spank you. At some point, you know what I mean? Like on air, live on air, just kind of like, no, just stop. Yeah.
Am I crazy to think our defense?
Okay.
Am I crazy to think our defense, and this is me on the text line, am I crazy to think our defense really played that bad this year?
Hasn't played that bad.
Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. Hasn't played that bad this year, except for a few bad plays versus Miami offense. Why are we 1-2?
See, I agree with that. And I know a lot of people don't, and some people have fought me on that, but I kind of am in that boat with that texter. I don't know that the defense has been terrible
this
year.
Is it hard to be able to tell if you have a good defense when you feel like you have under personnel? If you're thin in the personnel department, is it easier or more difficult to judge, defensive scheme?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes and yes.
Yeah and yes. Yeah, I think that secondary-wise, I think we saw a couple, but even
any football you watch, people, you see how bad defensive lines can make secondaries look bad and vice versa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like you should be able to hold up, in the back end enough for us to get to this quarterback.
Yeah. I think that the defensive line has gotten more pressure. I think you had two breakdowns that's why I thought, was it maybe C.J. Avery did a great job after the Miami game of not really calling anybody out and being a bad teammate, but also he made it very well known.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't Avery, then I apologize, but I think it was, where he said, well, we had two plays where one guy just messed up.
and it's a monumental. The television product is it looks extraordinarily bad when a guy does not know his assignment and a guy is running free. It even gets you mocked by your rival who goes out and does the same thing.
Yeah. Won't be guys running open like that.
He's doing the same thing in year seven.
And will not be guys running open like that. Well, I mean, you could have picked.
And then it was only like their fourth biggest gaffe of the game.
Yeah, I know. It's like, no, actually, in your league, they'll just go up over you and slap your players in the face when they come down.
Who would you have rested this week? And I'm asking that for a particular reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
On your defense.
Marlon Character. I thought he brought some life to that defense. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard that, but that was my hand hitting. He brought some life to that defense.
That was enthusiasm, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, like that was caramel macchiato, Steve. But he brought some life to that defense. Mm-hmm. Because Marlon Character against Pitts.
He brought his hips?
Yes. And a couple times, Marlon Character on our defense had me going, oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Get him, you know.
Which we don't do often.
No. And he is a SEC guy. You know, he was going to Auburn, or was at Auburn, you know. Cool. And it was one of those things where he just, I would have made sure he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would have said, look, you're doing exactly what we need.
Or do you have to have, see, this is what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you need that juice on the bye week to your other team?
No, I would have on the bye week. But see, this is game week. So on bye week, I would have, you know, maybe I'm doing it. And then I'm going, okay, all right, Marlon had another good week.
I might have had Marlon.
Take
dude,
a break.
Dude, we're gonna put you in the training room. And I don't mean the training room like medical training room. We're gonna put you treadmill, weight room, you know, workouts.
Yeah.
I know you're ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody else?
But see, here's the thing. And like,
but you still need that juice. If he's your better players, there's a reason he has good practice and performs well on the field.
Yeah.
But also, I need you feeling real good. I don't need you in practice getting bumping knees with somebody.
No, I see. I agree. And to the point, I want to bring this back before we go to the phone lines, because I was texting with Pat a little bit. Pat's got the pregame show tonight, by the way, at 6 o'clock. Him and Taylor Lynch, they do a really good job. So I would tune into that, check it out. We tell you their sound, you don't get anywhere else with them. So, but
6 o'clock. This is the only place to be. The sure. Very only place to be. Yeah, 93. Yeah,
well, I think it's actually on ESPN 680.
Yeah. It's on 680 today, so. Because we got the
Pizza Bowl.
Baseball Pizza Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll get to all that.
Just point being,
yeah.
6 o'clock, ESPN Louisville is the center of the universe.
Yeah, it's it. But he made a good point, and I'm going to take his point a little bit further when you're talking about the defense. 3 points in the second half. That kick that Pittsburgh made come with 11 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The defense didn't give up another point the rest of the game.
That kicker who was terrible.
Yeah, the kicker that they're like, well, he only has 1 foot, but, you know, and you're like, oh, man.
So does the Georgia Tech kicker hit a 50-yard?
Oh, dude, they were like, well, he's kicking with a nub. And next thing you know, it's like, well, he don't miss. It was insane.
You could say, though, that Louisville's played 3 games, and in 2 of the games, the defense has been passable to good.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good.
But then you have the Miami game that is what's stuck in everyone's mind.
Right, but again, we like the texter, what started this whole thing was you take, and it's, I get if you're like, yeah, but, because I do this sometimes when people are like, well, if you take that away, you're like, well, yeah, but it happened, so you can't take it away. But if you take Isaiah Hayes, I mean, CJ Avery didn't call him out, but I will, 2 plays just losing his ever-loving mind, and being out of position, it's like they still would have lost to Miami, I think. I just think Miami's a better team. I think Miami's going to give Clemson a good run tomorrow. You know, Clemson's like a 17-point favorite or something like that.
Oh,
it's crazy.
I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, I saw the spread, and I'm like, what?
Miami, don't do this to us.
Maybe Clemson really is just – maybe we all really are just that far behind.
Don't
good
do
Lord.
This, Miami.
But it would have been better. You know, I mean,
and don't have a kicker turn into Tom Dempsey on us. Golly.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get to the phone lines.
Yeah.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, man?
So, if Louisville puts that number 5 offensive line in the country, then whoever playing quarterback should not have a problem getting the ball to receivers tonight. Because I'm going to count the many seconds that the quarterback holds the ball and throws to a receiver. And if certain a quarterback back there holding the ball for 9 to 10 seconds trying to make a play for itself, then I want him pulled right away and put somebody else in there. Because I can't stand it no more. If he don't do that and he does get the ball to Tutu and other guys, then I'm gonna be good. That's the only thing I want to see tonight. The quarterback actually makes some plays and feeding the receivers.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call. You want to see a dominant run game or dominant pass game, Steve? Just fun, Steve, to have
can
a good time.
Can the answer just be yes?
Yeah, I know, right? Probably run, because then I would know the line's not the issue. That would answer a lot of my questions. If the pass game is still sluggish, but my running backs are getting chunk yards, I'm going, okay, like the line is serviceable. I'm not saying they're great, but they're serviceable. I don't think they're the number 5 line in the country, like PFF, but I mean, like, okay.
Texas says, I love me some.
No, Coach Lawrence is awesome. Coach Lawrence is awesome.
Here's the thing. I'm pass game.
You're such a sellout.
I'm pass game.
No, you're sick.
I'm pass game.
You're sick. You know how many? No, I'm not letting you get on the air and go, I'm pass game. After having to hear your voice on the phone for 6 years I've known you, go, gotta be able to run the ball, Steve. You gotta be able to run the ball. Yeah, dude, I know, but what if we, yeah, but if you can't run the football? Like, dude. Like, come on,
so
bro.
So what we're saying is Marcus has come into the 21st century. Of
yeah, no, listen. No, he's right.
No, he knows.
He's right.
Steve knows why I'm saying it. He knows exactly why
SEC,
I'm saying it.
The SEC and that style of football, you've got to be able to line up and run the football. Like, I get it. So, like, if you turn into, like, so I'm not going to, you know, Mike Leach over here all of a sudden.
No.
Because I said, I think Louisville should go get Mike Leach. That was my opinion. I think Louisville should go get Mike Leach. I think that'd be a great hire. But if you get Mike Leach, you can't run the football and you're never going to win games. Like,
no, not games. Championships.
Yeah. Championships. Okay, fair enough.
You know exactly why I said this. And keep in mind, Steven,
okay, that
this is 100% one game specific when I said, with this game, what do you want to see? I know Georgia Tech's defensive line is nowhere near where it should be. Running over them would not excite me.
Okay.
Georgia Tech and any other school, if they're inferior, they can all still crowd the box and make it really difficult for our run game, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
On any given time. Just by sheer challenging you at the line of scrimmage.
But any Division I team can stack the box and make it tough to run.
That's my point.
Yeah, I agree.
The conversation, the highlight films, the breakdown of everything we've been looking at, you know, the Conleys and the T-Webs and the Puma Pass conversation, it has all been because the simplicity of completed passes in the middle, slants, you know, work in the middle of the field. Stuff other than the wide open Tutu Atwell route. You know the post routes, right? The big plays that we hit.
No, it feels like the ones that we hit that are big are like, oh, you see it, and you're like, oh, he's wide open.
Right.
Yeah, sure. I
right. Like, no, I know we can hit those.
Which are awesome, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. No, yes, yeah, awesome to see that, and that stuff is good. But a true passing game is still important. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree.
Yeah, so that's why if you just said this one game, you know what I'm saying, I would like to see Malik pass for 300 yards.
He's done that twice already.
But listen, listen.
I know.
300.
Yeah.
But not the 96-yard Tutu Atwell pitch, forward pitch.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Or the 72-yard touchdown to Des Fitzpatrick. That should have been a pick.
Yeah.
Or that.
It's fair.
Or that. Like, that's fair. Like I said, quick slants, quick outs, you know.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah. get Marshawn across the middle, like the Puma pass play we saw. You know, those intermediate stuff that's going to, you know, get these linebackers out of your hair. Get these safeties out of your, you know, out of your life. Then I can run the ball on a level playing field. That's why, for this game specific, listen, there's no secret. Yeah, like, I am Mr. Run the Ball.
Yeah.
Yes, and a cloud of dust.
Yeah, because listen, I know
it's ahead of the sticks.
It's kind of turned into, I heard Drew even say it this morning, I feel like it's almost turned into like we're anti-Malik show. I hate that it's done that. I mean, because I hope he plays well tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope he's the guy. I hope he's the guy for two more years.
But again, I want him to be the guy being able to pass tonight.
But I've got
to
see it, yeah.
Yeah, not the run.
I still would like to be able to line up and run the football against Georgia Tech, though.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, I get what you're saying.
With my running back, I don't want to see Malik.
No, I totally agree with that.
Running the ball.
Actually, I'm kind of over the running quarterback.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
After Lamar Jackson, you're over the running quarterback?
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, because this is the problem, Jack. When you have the best running back that has ever played the sport of football, you turn into Steve.
I know. It's like, look, listen, none of y'all are ever going to be as good as him. I'm 33. If I live to be 100.
And 33.
I'll never see another guy as good as him here.
There's two things that have happened here. One, Steve said he's over the running quarterback, and then Marcus just called Lamar Jackson a running back.
Yeah.
Running quarterback.
Yeah. No, it was terrible.
No, I meant it. You know what? Screw it.
It's not bad for a running back.
Yeah. He's the best running back quarterback ever.
He's
awesome.
Just give me
best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville.